I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. A Northeast Louisiana prosecutor says he's dismissing the ticket issued to a Texas teenager who apparently fell asleep at the wheel, causing a wreck that killed five members of his family. District Attorney Jerry Jones says that the 16-year-old has been punished enough and there's no need to add to his pain. Jones dismissed the misdemeanor ticket for careless driving. State police say that the sport utility veered off I-20 in Ouachita Parish near Calhoun and flipped, ejecting six of the eight occupants. Three children and two adults were pronounced dead on the scene. The eight people were a blended family traveling to Disney World for a Thanksgiving vacation. According to a report from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, homelessness in Louisiana has declined nearly 12% since last year and roughly 63% since 2010. Louisiana Housing Corporation Executive Director Fred Tombar says that one of the key factors in reducing homelessness in Louisiana has been the state's implementation of the $146 million permanent supportive housing program.
And so what we're able to do here in the state of Louisiana is pair these people with the types of services that they need, as well as put a decent, safe, and sanitary roof over their head.
Tombar says they work with local nonprofit organizations throughout the state with the same goal of finding people who are on the street and have a need.
For both a housing unit and for services, and make sure that they've been able to get both, pairing federal sources of funding that are already in the state, but just coordinating them so they work together well.
There's an estimated 4,600 homeless people in Louisiana this year, compared to just over 5,200 last year and 12,480 4 years ago. In Louisiana's Senate race, when Republican Bill Cassidy wants to hurt Democratic Senator Mary Landrieu's standing, he suggests a vote for her is a vote for President Barack Obama. Democrats have their supposed bad guy, too. When they want to hurt Cassidy, they link him to Republican Governor Bobby Jindal. Like Obama's nationally, Jindal's approval ratings have dipped into the 40s. Repeated budget cuts, divisive education policies, and frequent out-of-state travel have soured some support for the governor, just as he's considering a 2016 presidential bid. Jindal, who is term-limited next year, dismisses his low popularity as the cost of bold leadership. Mike Wolf and Frank Fritz have crisscrossed America looking through barns and basements for dirty, rusted treasures. Well, now the pair wants to bring their show, American Pickers, to Louisiana. They're looking for help. Lum Farr, president of the Union Parish Chamber of Commerce, says that he was contacted by the company that produces the show in its fifth season now on the History Channel. Farr says casting producer Anthony Rodriguez is looking for people with barns, warehouses, or buildings full of odd, unique, and interesting collections. The KEDM weather forecast, mostly sunny skies during the day today with a high in the low 60s. Clear skies this evening and cooler temperatures, the low tonight dropping into the mid-30s.